Good afternoon. Welcome to Kit Kat Moments Revelations of Life weekly podcast. I am Khadijah, servant of the Most High God, founder of DOD and Worldwide Missions, where God is always in control. I pray that your day has been blessed and that you are in good health. I hope that your time spent with family and friends was enjoyable and that you made a lot of Kodak moments that you will remember for the rest of your life. Now, we are continuing our Women in the Bible series, and we're still in the book of Ruth. And we left off at the beginning of chapter 2 and verse 1. Remember the last time we saw Ruth, she and Naomi had just returned to Bethlehem, Judah. They were homeless, they had no means of supporting themselves, and Naomi was feeling like God had forgotten her. This is where the love story takes another twist. We're going to talk today about loyalty, because oftentimes we find our own selves disappointed, or our feelings are hurt, or even sometimes we are hurt physically and mentally by someone or a group of people we have placed our trust in. They call us sister or brother. And ladies, let's be real. Let's check ourselves. Because sometimes we think we hold a monopoly on disappointment. When truth be told, we ourselves have dished out quite a few disappointments. So let's stand in our own truth today, okay? And what I want to start off with, I want to get the definition of a couple of words. And the first word is disappointment. Disappointment is when our hearts are saddened. When we or someone has made promises to us, and we depend on them to come through with what they have told us they would do. And when it all boils down to it, they can't or they won't. And sometimes it's unavoidable. And other times it's not. But we are truly disappointed. An example of that is when we make promises to our children or to our husband or our family member or our friend, and then we are not able to keep that promise. It sometimes destroys trust. Now, another word I want to talk about is betrayal. Betrayal is disloyalty. Still, it's about broken promises, failure to keep a secret or to keep our marriage vows. Now, lady, I want to share something else with you, because between husbands and wives, this can destroy a marriage. And what our husbands share with us as pillow talk in the privacy of our bedroom is not to be shared with others. It breaks the bond of trust, the trust that he's placed in no one else but you. If he can't trust you, who can he trust? The other word that I want to talk about today is loyalty. Loyalty is strong feelings of support and allegiance to someone or to a cause. Again, trust can be broken here. When someone is expecting loyalty from you, it can look like gossip or backbiting, betrayal of a friend or a family member, even betrayal of a group of people or organization or ministry. Because disappointment and betrayal are broken trust. These are words that we want to avoid, because the pain that comes with these words can go so deep, and sometimes it is an everlasting pain. It destroys trust that is not easily restored. Now, the opposite side of the coin is loyalty and trust. When you have trust in a relationship, sometimes you can find a friend that is closer than a brother. Proverbs 18 and 26 tells us that. Now, I know there's an old saying that blood is thicker than water. That's not always the case, because brothers have been known to betray each other. But I want to tell you that Ruth is an excellent demonstration of what loyalty should look like, because loyalty is an action word. Now, in chapter 1 and verse 16, Ruth spoke some special words to Naomi. She told Naomi, "I will go where you go. I will dwell where you dwell. Your people will be my people, your God, my God. I will die where you die and be buried there. Nothing but death can separate me from you." Now, those are some powerful words. And some would call that lip service, as Jehovah did in the book of Isaiah 29 and 13, when speaking about the nation of Israel. He said, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Action speaks louder than words. So in chapter 2 of Ruth, it was time for Ruth to put her actions where her mouth was. Now, chapter 2, verse 2 says that one day, Ruth said to Naomi, "I'm going to work. I'm going out to glean among the sheaves, following after some of the harvesters who will treat me kindly." And Naomi said, "Go, my daughter." So Ruth went and started gleaning in a field, following the harvesters. Eventually, she ended up in the part of the field owned by Boaz, her father-in-law Elimelech's relative. Later, Boaz comes from Bethlehem, and he asks his young servant, "Who is this young woman? Where did she come from?" And the servant said, "That's the Moabite girl, the one who came with Naomi from the country of Moab. She asked permission. Let me glean," she said, "and gather among the sheaves following after your harvesters. She's been at it ever since early morning until now without so much as a break." So let's stop here for a minute. Ruth was now demonstrating her loyalty. Naomi was too old to be in the field working. For those of us that have had the opportunity to work in fields, it's backbreaking labor. However, out of loyalty, Ruth was willing to do so. Amen. Amen. Now, God has given us the gift of salvation, but we want to sit back and say we're waiting on God, when the word clearly says that if a man does not work, neither shall he eat. We find that in 2 Thessalonians 3 and 10. And ladies, this includes us also. Now you might say, "Work? At what can I work?" There are many God-given gifts and talents that Abba Father has given his people. No, everyone is not called to preach or teach, but there are other gifts. There's the gift of helps, the gift of administration, the gift of giving, and not just giving money, donating your time and your services to those that are in need or need your help, the widows and the orphans, sharing a meal or what little you have. We can't always have our hands out to receive. There is a time for giving back. Faith is an action word in more ways than one. But let us continue. It says in verse 8 that then Boaz spoke to Ruth, "Listen, my daughter, from now on, don't go anywhere to any other field to glean. Stay right here in this one and stay close to my young women. Watch where they are harvesting and follow them. And don't worry about a thing. I've given orders to my servants not to harass you. When you get thirsty, feel free to go and drink from the water buckets that the servants have filled. Now here, we are seeing that loyalty demonstrated brings favor. And we see that Ruth dropped to her knees with her face to the ground out of respect. Because many have assumed that Boaz was a young man, there's biblical research to show that it is possible that Boaz was in his 80s, the reason for her great respect. Now, how does this happen, she says, that I should find favor, me, a foreigner? And Boaz said in verse 11, I've heard all about you. Heard about the way you treated your mother-in-law after the death of her husband, and how you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and have come to live among total strangers. God reward you well for what you have done, with a generous bonus besides from God, to whom you've come seeking protection under his wings. Now, because of her loyalty and her faithfulness to keep her vow to Naomi, God showered Ruth with his favor. Because remember, Moabites were hated by the Israelites because of how they treated them when they came out of the land of Egypt on their way to the promised land. And Ruth said, Sir, you have treated me like one of your own, and I don't even belong here. I want to say that again. You have treated me like one of your own, and I don't even belong here. We have to ask ourselves, how do we treat strangers? Because it's easy to be kind to friends and people that we know, but how are we treating strangers that come across our path? Verse 14 continues and says that, so she joined the harvesters. Boaz gave her roasted grain. She ate her full and even had some left over. And when she got up to go back to work, Boaz ordered his servants, let her glean where there is still plenty of grain on the ground. Make it easy for her. Better yet, put some of the good stuff out and leave it for her to glean. Give her special treatment. Can you imagine? Ruth walking along and finding good grain on the ground left for her to pick up and put in her sack. Handfuls on purpose, which is how our Father wants to reward each and every one of us for our faithfulness and our loyalty to Him in obeying His commandments. Oh, to be blessed with handfuls on purpose. That's exactly what our Father wants for each and every one of his children. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 tells us that if my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves, seek my face, turn from doing wicked things, then will I open up the windows of heaven and pour them out blessings, and I will heal their land. Verse 17 of 2 Ruth says that Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. When she threshed out what she had gathered, she ended up with nearly a full sack of barley. She gathered up her gleanings and went back to town to show her mother-in-law the results of her day. And she also gave Naomi the leftovers from her lunch. Love, loyalty, and faithfulness are action words. Anyone can give you lip service. That's easy. But to demonstrate these qualities is another matter altogether. So our prayer should be daily, search me, O Lord. And if you find anything that is not like you, cut it off at the root and make me new again. Now I pray that I've said something that would cause you to go panting after Abba Father like the deer panted after the water brook. That you will be like well-watered gardens planted by the rivers of living water. That your roots will go deep, your branches be strong, your leaves never wither, and you produce good fruit. Again, I'm Khadijah, Apostle of the Most High God. Until next week, shalom, and you have a God-fantastic rest of your week.